Good morning. It's the first Saturday of the month, and you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show, coming to you live from Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Wendy covers spiritual topics throughout the show, and of course, you can get into the queue for your psychic mini reading. Wendy Powers is best known for making remarkable, accurate predictions. She has been on many TV and radio shows throughout her more than 30-year career. Wendy Powers is not only a renowned psychic, she is a non-denominational minister, officiating weddings and memorials. Wendy is an intuitive counselor, spiritual advisor, plus she is a writer for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. If you would like a mini reading this morning, call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in now as the queue gets pretty busy and the phone lines fill up quickly. That number again to call in for a psychic mini reading is 646-378-0378. Now here is Wendy Powers.
Good morning, everyone. And it is an amazing time we're living in, and we're going to be talking today about karma. And, you know, because of the incredible week, in fact, the incredible 2 weeks we've had here in October 2015 and the end of September, and of news of the world in chaos, I think it's very important to talk about the action of karma and thoughts. And so that is going to be our topic today. Of course, I will be doing many readings throughout the show for your personal life and dealing with your personal karma. And I will be taking them periodically throughout the show. So be patient. Stay in the queue. I know we've got a full line already. My line will jam up quickly, so I appreciate everyone's patience. Again, I'm Wendy Powers, and if you like more information on me, if I don't have a chance to get that to you, you can always go to my website, which is wendypowers-clairvoyant.com, and I'll bring that back up again throughout the show, so you can look and see what it is to, you know, I have a reading with me, they're a full hour long, and they're very personal on, dealing with your karma and what happens in your life. And this is the important thing, too, that we think about our own individual life. We think about our individual thought processes and our trouble and stresses walking through this earthly life. That's not true at all. We are connected. We are one. And we are, yes, experiencing in our part our individual karma. Karma meaning lesson, learning. Both karma can be good and bad. You can be blessed with karma that you put out good things. I love to live by the pay it forward. Someone asked me a few weeks ago, what does paying it forward mean? Paying it forward means that it doesn't have to be you buy someone's lunch or give money, but paying it forward can be something as simple as a smile, you know, a hug. You give somebody something spontaneously. You're, you know, kind of passing that energy forward to help someone, putting an extra, you know, dollar on the table for a waitress or a wait person, you know, to help them. You know, pay their bills, maybe doing something incredibly, you know, generous and pay for somebody you don't even know their whole meal for their whole family in the restaurant that you're sitting at. Just, you know, anonymously, paying it forward. Good things happen to you. So that's part of karma, too, paying it forward, because you can pay forward a negative. Oh, you're just sitting around being all negative and angry and frustrated and life just isn't working out for you and I want to be just, you know, I just want to just check out or I want to just, you know, hit something or, you know, whatever your negative is. that gets out too, because remember, the thought is the energy that's being transferred, not just the deed, the physical deed, but the thought. You can pay forward in a positive way by just thinking something positive about people. That's what praying is. When people ask you, especially on Facebook, they say, pray for me, my loved one or myself or whatever, going through some horrible trauma. And then you see all the comments, you know, coming up, praying, I'm praying for you, or praying, praying, praying. Just the act of, even though you may not sit there in you know, a 5 minutes of a silent prayer for that person, just the act of thinking about the praying in a positive healing for the person that you just made a comment on that needs it. That's a pay it forward karma. That's a positive. So just thought. That thought is everything. And so when we pay forward a positive, we receive a positive, because what we're doing in paying it forward is giving, and then we are ready to receive. The same thing with the negative, unfortunately. When we send out a negative, I hate somebody, I'm angry at somebody, I wish you, you know, bad tidings, whatever it may be. You know, I try hard not to stay in the negative, so it's hard for me to think of the negative thoughts. But that negative will come back to you. You say, why is everything bad happen to me? Why do I never get ahead? Why do I never get this, or why do I never get that? Or why is everybody always not, you know, happy when I come into the room, or when I go to work, everybody, you know, just turns against me, or negative things happen? Well, what thought are you putting out? What thoughts? You have to really check your thought process. When negative things are happening, and when bad things seem to be happening to you, try to turn that into a positive. We've seen that in the most amazing way in things that have happened to people in the news, in the world news. You'll see people who their loved ones are murdered, or horrible things that happen. And they say, I forgive them. And you, now, forgiving is not the same as accepting, and that's important to understand. You can forgive someone for their negative act and then send them love and prayer for you know, in a positive. That's a paying forward. But that doesn't mean you accept their behavior. Doesn't mean you've accepted the horrible pain that they created you or created others, to others. It just means that you are not allowing that negative to infect your life, and you don't want that to be your pay forward to live your life out in anger or negativity. You're letting it go. You're putting a positive in there. And that's very important. I wrote my article this month, Embody Mind Spirit Guide, which, by the way, for those of you who don't have the privilege, which is a wonderful privilege, to hold this magazine in your hand. It's an amazing magazine. So if you don't get it in your area, guess what? We live in a digital age, and you can get it on bodymindspiritguide.com, and you will get all of the back issues and current issues, and you can go through it virtually, just like you were opening the pages and it was in your hand, just like you do with ebooks. So go to bodymindspiritguide.com. And in this month, October 2015, I was writing about, can you reincarnate on another planet? Well, we're not going to talk about that today, but there is an important passage that I put into this that's dealing with the subject matter that I am covering today, which is karma. And this is important, so I'm going to read this from my article. Throughout all of the difficulties and turmoil of this existence, we are all here to overcome fear. This is very important. Love cannot blanket the emotion of the fear-based life. You know, you hear it all the time where people say, well, you just got to love, you got to love people, whatever. But you immediately revert back to fear. So then that, just talking about the pay it forward and how powerful thought is, okay? So first we need to remove fear. Then love rushes in and evolves us to the next level of learning. That is so very important. So you know, people say, oh, well, you have to love yourself or you don't love yourself enough. Well, how can you love yourself when you're living in fear or anger? Anger is just another emotion that's fear-based. You know, we see that going on in the world right now. Oh, my goodness. We all, you know, turn on the news. I almost don't want to turn on the news sometimes, but I feel it's important because every time I'm on, you know, and I watch television or I hear it on the radio, I try to send healing and love and peace in my mind as I'm watching the horror of what's going on. And it's going on everywhere. And it's touching everybody's lives. Now, why is this all going on? It seems like this last few weeks, as I was saying earlier, it's like everything is exploding. The anger, the absolute, you know, unbelievable amount of distress. We want to blame one man for not taking your charge. No, it doesn't lay on just our president. It doesn't lay on Putin and Russia. It doesn't lay on just Syria and ISIS. It lays on the group thinking that we all have and how we react in the group thought. That's the karma in that group thought. We all hear, many of you out there were you know, listening to the show, you know, you're a spiritual seeker. So you know about the one. We hear about the one. We are all one, the oneness of God, the universal mind. We are all connected. You hear that all the time. Well, that is true. That is so true. So we all live in fear and anger and fear and anger, and anger comes and yes, and we have been attacked. And our reaction is we've got to attack back. We've got to have that retaliation and anger and fear. Now, I'm not a pacifist. I'm not going to sit back and allow someone to harm me or harm people I love. But I do think it's important that we put in our mind that balance of peace and love. I'm a defensive person more than, you know, I'm going to go out and attack. So I defend myself. I defend myself in love. I defend myself in peace. I defend myself and being intelligent enough to tune in to the higher consciousness to know if there's danger around. That's what people like to call that being. But we all have it. You call it gut feeling. You call it intuition. You call it knowing. I don't want to walk in that building. I don't want to drive down that street. You don't know why, but there's something up ahead. The universe is constantly giving us the signals of the negativity that's coming in and around us, and the positive, too. So we have to use that group thought all the more. Right now, anybody who hears me, anybody that reads, you know, the article or anybody that has any connection with any of their spiritual following, wherever it is, your, you know, wherever you pray, I want you to start praying for not just peace, but I want you to pray for love, you know, to release the fear. Remember, love can't come in until fear is completely removed. So you're angry at the president, or you're angry at Russia, or you're angry at ISIS, or you're angry at whoever you're angry at in the universal way, or just your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your spouse. Whatever anger you have, try to combat your own personal anger and replace it with, you know, forgiveness and love. Sounds simple, but it is not, as you well know. I happen to have a son-in-law who's a pilot, and he's out in this is his eighth tour, by the way, and he's out in the Afghanistan area. I had a grandson who just got back from Beirut, so it personally touches me. So when I deal with what I say to you, I don't do this lightheartedly. It's something you have to put out in a positive, not just give them a light of protection, but to actually send out to even the enemy, as we see enemy, but they're just part of who we are, and you have to send out forgiveness, and you have to send out love, but more importantly, you have to try to remove fear and anger. Very difficult to say in that space. I understand that. So that's the karma. That's our karma that we have to deal with. Karma is, as we just talked about, dealing with the fear, but also, as we talked about in thought, paying it forward in positive or negative. We want to make it in positive. So what happens after we complete all the earthly lessons of the karma that we experience in the physical life? Well, I'm going to talk about that some more during the show. Right now, I'm going to go to our lines. We have so many people online, and I don't want to have you miss out and tune in to what your karma is. So our first caller today, I believe, is Laura. Laura, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Wendy. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey.
You're in New Jersey. Okay. Well, you know about sending out that positive energy to combat the negative energy that always seems to be around us. And, you know, everybody picks on Jersey. I'm sorry about that. But actually, you know, the interesting thing, you know, and I'll get into you, is that New Jersey is a really nice place, you know, but people always pick on it. I don't understand that.
I don't know why either, actually.
Yeah, so you live there, you know, and it's just like any other suburb, and it's a very nice, you know, place to live and raise children, so I don't understand it. But anyway, let's see if what we tune into you and what, you know, is going on with you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You had, did you have a male die recently in your life? I'm just picking up an energy around you, a man. It may have been like 2 years ago, but it feels recent when you tune into it. But there was somebody that affected your life and to see his energy around you. You're trying to figure out what to do with, you know, your life at this point, even though I know you're settling into your life, and we were just talking about how New Jersey is a positive, I think, change for you. But do you know who I'm talking about? Because this is hard to do on the radio as far as getting into depth with it, but I could feel the male energy around you protecting you.
I don't know if it's an older gentleman or a younger gentleman.
This is an older man, and he passed on a few years ago. Like I said, it just felt recent because he came right in. But then I said it was a few years back. But he definitely is around you, protecting you. And I don't see
years ago, my father died.
Okay. And then there was some younger man that also passed on. Was he the one who passed on a few years ago?
No. He passed when I was in college, which was a number of years ago.
Okay, again, time. You know, sometimes when you're trying to put your head in too many places. But regardless on the timing, you have this male energy, and I think it's your father more than anything that is around you. Your emotions and relationships have been kind of all, I don't know, just, you know, not really satisfying. And, you know, and I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the past as far as, you know, even though father was a long time ago, and this relationship back in college. But you're a spiritual seeker, which is a wonderful thing, and you're just starting to really settle in. Did you just start a new job, too? Do they see a new job that you're just trying to work out? Or maybe it's a new job within your job, but you're trying to work out the position that you have within that.
Well, I just signed a contract for a one-year contract, but I haven't started yet.
Because I could see a new job, but it's a new contract within your company or within your job, you know, because it's a contract that, you know, it's just starting, and that's what I was feeling. And it's actually going to be bringing you, you know, the money, the success that you know, you've been hoping it will bring you, because I kept feeling that this new contract, as you said, this new aspect of working with this new job is really going to work well for you. Is this connected to a corporation more than an individual, this contract?
Yeah, it is. And then So one day while I signed that contract, but, you know, you can give 2 weeks notice, you can quit anytime, whatever, they can let you go anytime. There's another company out in California that wants to do a couple interviews with me next week, and I'm wondering if you pick up whether you see me moving to
I don't think you're going to move, and that's when I felt you settling and staying in New Jersey, so that's what I started out feeling. So, but it's not that the California job would not work out, it's just that where you're at, it's just too hard to make the changes. And more importantly, I feel the contract that you just signed is actually going to yield you more financially in the long run, even though at this moment, you know, that's part of why people seek a psychic. You say, okay, you know, I got choice here, and what do I do? And because it's hard to just trust it, but you have a good instinct. You must be feeling, too, that, the contract you just signed is going to be a successful one.
I'm hoping that it will be successful, but you don't know when you go into a situation what you're landing in. You just never know. And I want to get a house.
Right.
And I figured that if I did take this contract, I could probably settle finally and get my home here in New Jersey.
And it will be more successful for you. First of all, California is far more expensive to live. So even if you yield more in that contract going out to California, it equals out and balances to New Jersey, you know, meaning because you may not make quite as much money, but you actually get greater value out of it. So, you know, you got to weigh all that out. The other thing is it that you want to move to California just because it's warmer? I really feel that you're going to stay in New Jersey. I don't feel that you need to go to California to get your home and to find your financial stability at this point. Certainly always investigate, look at everything, you know, but when it comes down to it, I feel that the New Jersey contract is going to be far more satisfying to you financially. So I hope that helps you. Yes, I know it's a short little reading, but all right, thank you so much.
It helps a lot. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, hon. Thank you. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to move to another caller. Just getting my brain woke up here. You know, some days it's like your brain is not quite with you. But okay. Let me see. We're going to go down to, I think it's Dijon.
Yes.
Hi, Dijon, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Texas, okay. I just got back from Texas. I have to tell everybody about it after we are done with our reading here, but it was a very fascinating trip. I see two people in your life that one is a past relationship, but yet currently involved, still kind of connected with, and one is a relationship that you're unsure of because you still have a kind of a connection, but the relationship hasn't developed, and so you're unsure about what to do with that. The one from the past, you guys broke up, but yet you're still connected. You still talk to her? You know, I just feel that connection still with you know, even though the relationship is basically dissolved. You know who I'm talking about?
No,
it's a relationship that's in your life, but it's not. It doesn't have the future. I just felt that there's another one in your life that I did feel that's more current that you're still developing. You went a long time in between these two things, so I could feel that there was a void of relationships, you know, but yet I still feel you talking to the one from the past. And you are in a current relationship right now?
Right now, no.
Yeah, okay, thank you. You're just confirming what I'm trying to bring out, and I'm sorry if I'm being all over the place. There was a relationship that you kind of were in a few years ago. You still connect, but it doesn't have a future. But it's not like a breakup as much as it was a relationship with a deeper feeling and friendship, but yet it never really developed into anything. Did that end about 3 years ago?
Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure I'm tuning in timing-wise. You know, but then I see a future relationship, which is the one I feel is current, but it hasn't developed into a relationship. I see you communicating with that person, and it is going to develop into a relationship because you've been void of relationships in between that one that I've been trying to bring forth to the one that I feel that you're going to be developing a future relationship with. Love for you is difficult mainly because, you tend to be a little bit it's not just shy, but, you know, you have a tendency to have, you're looking for someone who can intellectually meet you. It's not just a physical thing. And you want somebody who can emotionally and spiritually connect with you, but you don't, sometimes you just don't reach out, you know, you think you reach out, but you don't reach out very well. But there is somebody that you should have been talking to right now, but you're not in the relationship, but there's somebody that this is the new one that I see coming in. Are you communicating online, or are you communicating with this person from a long distance?
My what? I'm sorry, I hear you broke up. I'm sorry.
You broke up. I could not hear you. I'm sorry. Having a bad connection on the line here today. Can you say that again? I'm sorry, Dijon.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
See, we're having a bad connection. I'm so sorry. I was asking, have you been communicating with someone long distance?
No, but I have. I was thinking about someone from long distance.
Okay, so you're thinking about, remember we talked about thought and all that before, but there's that someone who's long distance you've been thinking about, but you've been thinking about that person communicating with her or communicating with that person, and I could feel that the relationship hasn't developed yet, but I could feel that connection. But you do know that person, you just haven't connected with that person, obviously communicating with them on a regular basis. But you have connected with it, that relationship. Well, it's not a relationship, but you've connected with them at some point, and now you're thinking about connecting with them and actually communicating with them. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay, because your energy is getting ready. I can feel you're getting ready to start this new relationship, and now you're finally going to be able to bring in somebody, and this person is somebody that you're going to have to first have a lot of communication with, verbally as well as written, before you can actually start develop this relationship. I'm sorry. Oh, that's okay. I don't know why. We're just having a bad connection, which isn't a good thing. I'll just say this as, you know, hope you hear me. If you don't, you can go to the archived show. Once we're done with the show, it goes into archived, and then you can hear what I'm saying more clearly. But I felt that this person is going to be, you know, more in your life solely, but it started, you should have had some communication in September. Did you have connection with this with her in September?
I don't think so. Well, is it this year?
I think so. Yeah, because it got September, and again, we have a bad line here. But you've already been communicating with her
to some degree. Yes.
Yes, you'll agree. Okay. Well, timing again, I don't know what it is with that today, but I will just say that I did feel that you're going to start recommunicating, getting back in touch, developing this relationship, and the forgiveness goes back and forth, and now you're able to bring this relationship, you know, back into your life, because I feel this is a relationship that you've been wanting to come into your life, but was in your life, there was like a breakup, then now you're coming back and there's a connection and it becomes like brand new. It's like the relationship renews itself. So there is a renewing of this relationship, and that's what I was feeling before. So again, because our connection isn't real strong in this phone line, but I will just say, please connect. You'll find that she's receptive to you, and forgiveness takes place, and I do see the relationship developing. So, again. So
yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were still there. But, all right. Well, I hope I've helped you. I'm sorry we had a bad connection on that, but, as far as the line goes. But, please go forward and make that communication. And, I did feel that the forgiveness is going to be there. But anyway, you have a beautiful day, and I'll send you healing energy for that relationship.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, I'm going to kind of go back into our subject matter for a moment, and then we'll go back to the lines, so still be patient. I don't know what we're having going on with the lines. I hope that we don't experience that again. But, with that last call, just to bring that up, we were talking about paying it forward and karma and lessons in life. When you have an argument or a breakup or a misunderstanding, or maybe the relationship hasn't, worked itself through to where it needs to be, instead of being upset or fearful, if you guys really are meant to be, then just kind of put that person in your mind's eye, shut your eyes and put that person, just visualize that person in your mind, right in, when I say mind's eye, it's usually people look at that as like in the middle of their forehead, as, some people refer to it as the third eye. But just visualize that person. And then I want to take your arms and like you're physically, just like if they were in front of you, physically hug them. Just put your arms around like you're going to be hugging them. And then bring it forward. And as you're bringing it forward to your third eye and you're feeling that person visually in your third eye, I want you to think about that person as being in peace and forgiveness and good communication and in love. Just send that love. If it's meant to be, and if you continue to do that, they're going to feel it. Remember, we're connected. They're going to feel negative. They're going to feel positive. They're going to feel fear. They're going to feel love. You do that, and you do that every day, and you just kind of surround them with that love and bring them forward. If they're going to be receptive, if you're meant to be in the relationship, they will respond positively to you, so you can start to bring back that relationship or mend the relationship you're in. Do it with the person you're with, and sometimes just doing that periodically during the day when you're thinking about your loved one. Think about, even if you're angry at them and you're driving around the car and you're mad, I want you to then stop and think about something that made you happy or made you smile, and that's connected to that person. Remember, thought is very powerful. And that's what I was feeling, I think, in that disconnect, that phone call it was kind of staticky with Dijon, is that I think what I was feeling was that relationship from the past that I felt he was connection with, but he wasn't really in connection with. It was that he was in thought of and felt he wanted that person back, and then that person was in his thoughts now, and he wants to communicate and get that relationship back. And, as I'm more tuned into that, that's what I feel. So that's why I wanted to bring that up, because I do feel that they're meant to be back together and things are going to work out in a positive. I had a wonderful week, and I went to Austin, Texas. And for those of you who haven't been to Austin, Texas, it's well, much like Ann Arbor, but more so. Crazy, wonderful place. But I had the privilege to work with Jane Van Prague. And for those of you who are spiritual seekers, I'm sure you know who he is. Jane Van Prague is an amazing medium. Has written like 80 books, an amazing amount of books. He's been on television shows, radio shows. He lectures around the world. He's an amazing man. And at this point, he is teaching. And so I was privileged to be in a class of about 400 people that were professional psychics and mediums, learning from this master and sharpening those skills. So it was just a wonderful thing to be in the energy of other people of like-mindedness. You know, the power of that room, the power of being in a live class, it's so amazing. You can't replace it with being on a webinar. You can't replace it with being on a interactive phone call or something when it comes to the learning. And I'm going to be taking a lot of what I've learned, and I have more classes because I'm also going to be working with Jane Van Prague and his group in the future. And I'm going to be taking all that I know and all that I'm learning and all that I am bringing to it to live classes that I will be doing in towards some of will be this year yet and also in the future. For those of you who don't live in the area, Michigan, and you can't attend a class live, I will be doing webinar classes. But you will still get a lot of that information. You'll still get that visual and that, but it's just wonderful when you are able to actually be in the class, you know, and be able to feel that energy. And, you know, many of you have wonderful leaders and masters around you, so seek out, people that are at, spiritual churches or, and maybe get a group together and just start meditating, even sometimes just getting more involved with yoga to try to get yourself centered. Just helps you develop and evolve your soul so you can stay in that positive energy, that karma that we were talking about. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, that was a wonderful experience for me. Now, I was talking about, back to our subject, what happens when we complete our karma here on Earth? You know, when we're in the physical body, and you've all heard we're physical beings, we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. And that's true. We're here, and the only way we can learn our lessons or evolve, I like to use the word evolving ourselves, our spiritual self, is to go through many different aspects of living on Earth. So that means we have to be reincarnated into being a man, a woman, maybe somebody who's, gay or going through transgender, or somebody who's of a different faith, or somebody of, a different ethnic group that is being persecuted, or various different things that we have to go through. Maybe, choosing to be a monk and sitting, by yourself and be in meditation. I mean, one of the most spiritual people that were on the planet to me was Gandhi. I mean, this is a person who fasted and meditated, unceasingly, and, just amazing, and changed the whole country from the oppression of being controlled by England and then being able to evolve the people into a higher level. And that one person changed the energy, changed the thought, being spiritual in that place. So when we complete all of that, what do we do? Well, we are now, remember, the universe is a very large place. And we're finding every day new planets. We just found water on Mars. And that's a whole other theory that I put on tape in 1988, I think it was, that I said they would find water on Earth, on Mars, because there was life very much like us, and we were seeded, in part here on Earth from the dying race that happened during the transition on Mars. So that's a whole interesting, big subject, I know, that kind of gets big and very complex. But true. You know, they're going to invite me on Ancient Aliens when I get that part out in my book. Because, you know, it is too fantastic to be believed, you know, because up until just recently, they did not know that there was water, even though it's a heavy salt water, they did not know there was water, liquid water on Mars. But you being psychic out there, you know the whole universe because you're connected to it. So when you reincarnate, you're going to reincarnate on another planet, maybe in another dimension, but it's all within our universe, and this universe is vast. We're only one solar system in the Milky Way in a vast universe. Remember that. And so your soul is connected not just to the Milky Way, into this, you know, but we are connected to a large universe. So our soul's energy never dissipates. It evolves through and is allowed to experience. This is, believe it or not, this is not the lowest plane of karma, but it's still in kindergarten, or not kindergarten, but elementary. But there is a vast amount to experience. So you move on, and it's eternal. And you will move with your soul cluster. Those that you bring around you, you will also evolve and move on. And if somebody is negative within your soul cluster, you will connect with them and you will feel it, and you will be able to help elevate your whole soul cluster and have karma. Because remember, karma is you very often bring soulmates to you. Soulmates are not just lovers. They're children, they're parents, they're whatever. Soulmate just means you're mated to that soul or that family. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes we're dysfunctional as families. In the physical, on Earth, we all have those. I haven't met anybody who has a totally functional, you know, family. But those that do, bless you. But many of us have very dysfunctional families in the physical. But we work with them. We try to accept them because all those people that are in your family and friends circle, they're part of your soul cluster. It wasn't by accident that they became your family. It wasn't by accident they're your friends. It wasn't by accident they're your boss or your lover. It wasn't by accident. This is the contract that you make while you're here, and you're to elevate and move forward and up and be able to evolve your soul. Anyway, I know that's a very deep subject, but it's very important because it's the whole purpose of us being here, which is, again, our karma. So I'm going to go back to our phone line because we have many people here we don't want to miss out on. Okay, I'm going to go to Nicole. Hello, Nicole.
Hello. How are you this morning? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, well, thank you. And you're calling from?
Ruskin, Florida.
Florida, okay. How's the weather going on out there? You got that hurricane stuff coming up.
It's kind of sunshine right now, so yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, two things that came in right away when I was tuning into you. You know, I know you want to talk about there's a person in your life that is kind of talk about it's not quite functioning as well as you would like the relationship to function, and I don't want to get in more detail. But the other thing that came through was, is there some kind of issue with a pet? Because I felt that there was, like, emotionally, I was first thinking it was the loss of a pet, but I think it's the loss of a pet not through death, but maybe through, you know, this relationship. Did you guys talk about, you know, who should have the pet or whose pet this is?
My husband, we had to give up a pet, but we were losing our place. We were losing our place, but we got a new place, and now we got, like, 10 animals now, so.
Okay, well, my psyche went right to the fact that you had to go through the loss of this pet because of the trauma and stuff going on in your relationship. And even though, you know, it was trauma of obviously money and, you know, and having to give up your pet because it wasn't through death. I just thought you had to give away the pet. And I think the pet wanted to say to you, I am fine. you know, you did the right thing. I'm okay. Because, you know, it's like giving away a child, as you well know. It's a very hard thing to do. And I think it's why you brought the greater abundance of so many pets into your life, is because you're kind of filling that, you know, up inside of you to help other pets that have gone, you know, astray. And, you know, because I'm sure that most of these are people, or not people here, you know, well, they say pets are people too, but souls that, you know, have been displaced, animals around you, because I just felt that, you know, your pet was wanting to reach out right away and say, I'm okay. As far as the relationship with your husband, there's still some things going on there, you know, because I felt that there was the trauma of obviously money, having to give a pet up, you know, and all that. But did he have difficulty still with a job? Because I see him, even though you're doing better, I still feel problems financially in the job for him. Did he take on two different jobs, or did he see taking on more than one thing?
Well, actually, he's juggling a lot of things in his life right now, but he has one job. But when we lost our place, he lost a job, and then he gained another job when we were, you know, in transition and, you know, being homeless.
But is he doing other things to make money besides just his job, though? Because I see you guys working on other ways to make money.
We're both on Social Security also. We both get disability also.
Oh, okay. So he's bringing in money in two different ways. I don't know. My little frequencies are all over the place here today. But, you know, the thing is that I felt there was a lot of stress on the two of you through all that. You know, and emotionally, you know, you were almost unsure whether or not we were going to survive it, you know, eat together. But because I see all this turmoil inside the two of you, and remember what I said earlier when you were listening, sometimes you have to think of positive things, think of when things were better, because I do feel that you two love each other.
Yeah.
And very much. But, you know, life has really been kicking you in the butt. And so it causes stress in your relationship. You know, there can't be a greater stress than to lose your, you have to give up your pet and lose your home and go through the trauma that you went through. And also, you know, there's some health issues going on with you. You know, you know, and with your health issues, you're not able to contribute as much, you know, and you're not even sure what's truly wrong other than you're not feeling good. And, you know, and you're just, you know, you're mentally and physically not very strong. And you've been going through that. So, first of all, I want everybody who's listening, I want them to send Nicole healing energy for her and her husband. I almost want to cry when I feel you two. You've been through so much. And I want everybody to send an eye in, and I'm going to put you in my prayers. You know, when some people say when they're praying for you, they mean they're sending you healing energy or loving energy, or they're sending you, but I do know, being intuitive, I'm going to say that you're through the worst. Did you face, were you thinking of, or they were talking about possibly doing an operation on you? You know, because I see that your health was, nobody was sure what was going on with you. And, but I don't feel that you have to go through that.
I'm thinking about getting gastro bypass because my weight issue.
Okay, right. Well, I could feel the weight on you, and I didn't bring that, but I could feel that. I don't think you have to do that, okay? I understand you're in a depressed state, and it feels like it's absolutely impossible to do this. But first of all, you know, anytime you go through a surgery like that, you're changing your body, and how it's processing the nutrition. You know, I know it's very, very difficult. I would rather see you go on a higher protein, low carb type. Eat your brains out with the higher protein. I mean, you're one of those that you have to cleanse your body of carbohydrate, sugar, and salt eating. Mm-hmm. So try that first, because I know that from when you people go through that type of surgery, they make you try to diet anyway first,
right,
before you're a candidate to go through that. So what I'd like you to do is to do two things. One, I'd like you to try to follow an Atkins program.
Okay.
And because your body needs that, okay? And I know there's going to be vegetarians out there pulling their hair out at me, or raw mm-hmm. food people going, oh, my gosh. But, hey, mm-hmm. we have to know what our body and what we will respond to for our better health. So it doesn't mean it's a lifetime diet, but it is once you get into your healing of your body and your of a weight that you're feeling comfortable with, then you can move into something like more like the South Beach diet, which brings in your fruits and your vegetables and your, you know, mm-hmm. in balance. But you have to get control of this. Because of all this weight came on over the last 7 years, and this weight has been just getting increasingly worse. It doesn't mean you didn't have a problem at one time before when you're going through, yeah. but it's like it's just been getting increasingly worse. And you know what?
Well,
we have
I've been, I'm sorry. I've been overweight since I was a child.
Right. And as I said, mm-hmm. I know you've had it yeah. when you were younger, but it's been really increasing in the last 7 years.
Yeah.
It's been getting worse and worse and worse over these last 7 years, even though I know you mm-hmm. had a problem before. But mm-hmm. now it's gotten to, oh, my gosh, I'm not well. And you're
yeah.
going to die if we don't get control of it.
Right.
And so, you know, so that's what's really going on. And so two things. One, you need to start with that diet, okay? Do that,
mm-hmm.
and then if you feel like you have a voracious appetite that's not fulfilled, I mean, I don't care if you eat a whole chicken, you know, one of those wonderful
mm-hmm.
roasted chickens or something, just, but
mm-hmm.
but you eat protein, and,
yeah.
you know, add in your carbos just like they say in like the Atkins or the South Beach type diet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to revisit the gastro bypass surgery.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you are thinking about the surgery. I don't feel you're actually ready for that surgery. If you're going to go through that surgery, I don't feel you doing it till next year about this time.
Okay.
So, and then you'll be fine. But if you go through that surgery between now and, you know, September, October next year,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to succeed, because there's a big myth about this type of surgery is that, okay, you'll lose a lot of weight, but you haven't learned how to eat correctly for your body. And
okay.
so we'll end up eating badly and ending up causing our problem to come back. So you have to change what your body craves and what it needs. Don't you wish
mm-hmm.
the body craved healthy stuff? It's just a yeah. pain in the butt. It craves sugar
yeah.
and salt. I know, I hate that. But but you have to change what your body craves. And it's going to take like a 2-week, 3-week cleanse of eating mostly protein and before you're cleansed of your desire to grab onto the carbohydrate, the salt, and the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel you'll succeed. I do feel you'll end up going through the surgery, but not till next year. I do feel then you'll be able to keep it off and feel good and feel healthy and in balance and be able to get back in life. You're too young for this.
Mm-hmm.
You're
yeah,
way too
I'm
young
all, I'm
for
only,
this.
I'm only 31, so yeah.
Yeah, you're way too young for this. To end your life in this, and I'm not saying like death, but end your life in activity and joy and being
yeah.
able to be out and about. And it'll make
right.
your relationship better too, by the way,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you'll help him, you know.
Yeah.
And so both of you will get your weight back in check, and you'll help both of you. But I do feel you're financially, this year is okay. Next year
mm-hmm.
it starts to get better, especially between June and July. So he must be able to make more money. Somehow or the other, there's more money coming in, you know, through his job, though, not through Social Security. But I do feel things get more stabilized financially and actually increase. And then I feel you starting to feel better the more you can stick with this. Another little tip, find a buddy system. Get with somebody
okay.
else who's going through the same thing that you are. Both of you get on the same diet and, you know, go out to eat and pick wisely, go shopping together, pick wisely, and when you're
mm-hmm.
having an issue, then call them up and say, oh, my gosh, I really want this to eat, so what else should we eat? So have that buddy system worked for Weight Watchers forever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's important in any time we're trying to go across any addiction. Food is an addiction,
right.
Just like
right.
drinking or drugs or anything else. It's an addiction.
Right.
An addiction is something that's very hard to break, and it actually
right.
it never truly goes away. So we have to get it controlled. That's why I say if you don't do this before you go through the surgery, then you're going to mm-hmm. find yourself right back where you're at again, and you don't want
okay.
to do that. Do you know, I just got to say this real quickly. I knew a lady way, way back when I was in my early 20s. In fact, I think I was
mm-hmm.
barely 20, who was very large, and she wired her, that was the fad back then. They actually wired their teeth together.
Oh,
so
wow.
that they couldn't open their mouth and chew. So the only
mm-hmm.
thing they could stick is a little straw in there, and they were supposed
mm-hmm.
to drink this protein drink. Well, she stuck
mm-hmm.
Coca-Colas in there. She stuck ice cream shakes in there. Guess
yeah.
what? She didn't lose any weight.
Mm-hmm.
And she got sick. And
yeah.
she found out how to snip it and reconnect it so that the doctor, you know, and it cost her a lot of money. My point
oh, wow.
is you've got to change what's in the mind, not in the gimmick that may shut our mouth or cut our tummies. Or we have to
yeah.
change the addiction in the brain along
right.
with that. And this is one of your
right.
bigger problems, so I hope you're okay with we need to spend our time on that. But I'm going to
mm-hmm.
send you that strength. And I want everybody,
mm-hmm.
again, who's you know, let's get Nicole. What's your husband's first name?
Michael.
Nicole and Michael, let's send them from Florida, let's send them healing and abundance in money and healing, okay?
Thank you.
So, well, bless you.
You,
sweetheart. You're welcome. Okay. Yeah, it's always hard. You know, any addiction, and the world is full of different types of addictions, you know, whether it be smoking or drinking or gambling. I just, unfortunately, had a family member from the addiction of gambling end up in jail because of a lot of trauma going on, trying to beat that addiction and couldn't, and created a very difficult life. And he also is very, very young. Addiction is a brain chemistry. Some people have a more natural addictive nature. Other people have more control. But it's very important to understand that we all have that propensity towards any addiction. And it's not a matter of just choice, though. Some of it's a behavior, but it's also a chemistry. So, you know, we have to try to change that, but it never truly goes away. That's why they say when you go through something like Alcoholics Anonymous or something, if you're an alcoholic, you're always an alcoholic. Doesn't mean that you're weak. It just means you know that if you were to drink again, that you would have no control and you'd end up right back in the same behavior pattern because of that chemistry imbalance that craves it. It's like the brain craves, whether it's a carbohydrate or sugar or smoking or whatever, it craves it. So anyway, we kind of went off into another thing. And, you know, but the interesting thing of it is, whether it be weight, money, love, whatever, that's all karma. And for you, Nicole, to beat this, and to be able to be strong and stay strong and find that coach, you are releasing the karma of negative abundance and be able to get control of your life. That's karma too. You know, you came in this world with that karmic, kind of a agreement. And now you're going to break that and you're going to evolve past it and learn it. And God bless you for that. Everybody who's been on the line and been so patient, I'm sorry I couldn't get to you. It's been an amazing show. Go to wendypowers-clairvoyant.com to learn more about my readings, my personal one-on-one readings, and learn more about me. Or you can call 248-826-8255 to set your appointment. But remember, if you go to wendypowers-clairvoyant.com, the numbers in there, how to make an appointment, how much appointments are, what happens in the appointment, and so on. God bless you all, and I really do feel that it's important we all hold the world, the whole world, in a positive, forgiving, and loving energy, even when we're watching the news. Let's change the world. God bless you, and have a beautiful month. I'll see you the first Saturday of next month.